vaccination. I get paid on vaccination. Roland
Martin. Hold it now.
From our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
First, good morning. Hope all is well. This morning, George Zimmerman is not in jail, was released around midnight after bail was set at $150,000 on Friday in a hearing. Joining us right now is Ben Crump, is the attorney for Trayvon Martin's family. Ben, good morning.
Good morning, Roland.
First and foremost, your thoughts about a bail being set for George Zimmerman at $150,000 and him being free this morning if to some degree.
Well, first, let me speak on behalf of the family. It is with a heavy heart that they watched the killer of their son released from jail. They would rather he had stayed in jail until the criminal proceedings had been concluded. However, they only pray now that his freedom is temporary because the pain he has caused their family is permanent. They're never going to get their son back.
Mm-hmm. What do you make of his apology and desire to meet privately with the family? What was that all about?
Well, it was very insincere. It was very self-serving. And if Zimmerman's testimony and his self-serving apology is any indication of what's to come, then we know the lies have already started. Because remember what he said, among other inconsistencies, he said that, "I thought Trayvon was a couple of years younger than me." And that was a lie. And we know it was a lie because he told the police dispatcher on February 26th that Trayvon was in his teens. And even if he was a few years younger, does that make it right that he could shoot and kill him? It was just very insincere. We have all kind of evidence that shows if he wanted to make an apology beforehand on this Real George Zimmerman website that he authored, that he said he controlled the contents, and Tom, everything that was important and relevant to this matter, he said he was going to put out on that website. Nowhere did it say, "I'm sorry for taking the life of Trayvon Martin." Nowhere did it show any remorse whatsoever.
I thought $150,000 was low. Did you think it was low for bail, Ben?
Well, I think that the judge has discretion there. He could have made it high, but for whatever reason, he decided to make it that amount. And what's really interesting, you heard all that testimony in court, Tom, that he didn't have the means. He didn't know where he was going to get the money from. They came up with that money very fast for him to post bond on Sunday. So we think everything they've been doing has been insincere. They killed Trayvon Martin. The evidence is there. And it is one of those things that if this was Trayvon Martin who's pulled the trigger and killed George Zimmerman, nobody will be saying this is a hard case. So we can't accept that in the black community when they say this is such a difficult case. We see
a lot of legal analysts said that they felt the prosecution did a horrible job on Friday. It was very interesting. Your assessment of the prosecutor's job on Friday, should they have done anything differently, been tougher? Just your assessment.
Well, it was a bond hearing, and we have to remember that, Roland. Angela Court, a special prosecutor in her office, said that they didn't want to show their hand during the bond hearing. They didn't want to show their strategy to the defense attorney, and so they held back. I do think it was interesting when he took the stand to give this self-serving apology. You know, he waived his rights against Fifth Amendment incrimination. The judge should have let the state attorney cut into him, but for whatever reason, he held back. And that was very surprising to us. But, the prosecutor is trying the case. I wish we were prosecuting the case, but we have to defer to the government in matters of liberty interest. And so at this point, everybody got to stay vigilant. We got to keep blogging and emailing and sending suggestions. We'll get them to the prosecutor's office because we think the evidence is clearly there to convict George Zimmerman.
What about a timeline, Mr. Crump? People are asking, how long do you think this will take before trial does go into effect?
Well, that is on the court's discretion. Mm-hmm. We think we will have this, what's now becoming an infamous stand your ground hearing in the 60 to 90 days. And at that hearing, it is very possible that Trayvon Martin's family could be denied getting this matter to the jury because based on that law, the judge could dismiss the case, and it is a terrible law, And that's why we got to really, really stay focused. I know on April 26th, Tom, as I talked with Oscar, we're having an L.A. rally to commemorate the two-month anniversary of Trayvon's death. And there, his mission of the Trayvon Martin Foundation will be talking about enacting Trayvon Martin legislation to prevent inappropriate application of stand your ground principles, as well as advocating for crime victims and their families, educating young people on conflict resolution techniques, and increasing public awareness against all forms of profiling, because this is far bigger than just Trayvon Martin. If we stop just at Zimmerman, then we still lose, because we got to stop future Trayvon Martins from occurring.
All right, Attorney Ben Crump, we certainly appreciate it. Thank you so very much. And again, all eyes will remain on this case. Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.